Lawmakers finalized an incentive Wednesday for Utah's refineries to bring cleaner gasoline to the state. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Republican Brad Wilson is a leader in Utah's House of Representatives, whose district in Davis County suffers from ugly winter smog episodes. He called the sales tax break for refineries the legislature's big move this year to clean up northern Utah's air.
Of all the bills you will probably ever vote on, this is the most efficient in terms of cost per ton and reducing our particulates and pollution in our air.
Lawmakers had whittled down a sales tax exemption for all manufacturers that would have cost $87 million. The version passed Wednesday would cost around $3 million over the next 2 years to help refineries pay for equipment that removes pollution from gasoline. About half of northern Utah's smog can be blamed on vehicle emissions, and using cleaner cars that run on cleaner fuel is expected to have as much impact on air quality as taking 4 of every 5 cars off the road. Lee Peacock leads the Utah Petroleum Association.
We think it's a good investment for the state. Still, it is a huge investment for Utah's refineries as they proceed, hopefully, with these very expensive projects.
Some of Utah's 5 refineries already have started producing the cleaner fuel, and Tesoro volunteered to upgrade its Utah refinery a year ago. The local refineries are not required to make the cleaner fuel. Federal law doesn't explicitly require it. Now the incentives bill just needs the governor's signature to become law. Judy Faze, KUER News.